U.S. warplanes have carried out what's described as a precision strike against a suspected safe house in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. A statement released by the U.S. military said an aide to Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed in the attack. The terror organization led by Zarqawi is believed to be headquartered in Fallujah. It's blamed for spearheading the insurgency in Iraq and has claimed responsibility for numerous suicide bombings and beheadings of foreign captives. Joining me now to discuss reaction in the Arab world to the insurgency is Rami Khoury, who is executive editor of Lebanon's Daily Star newspaper. Hello.
Hi.
At this point in time, how is the insurgency in Iraq perceived in the rest of the Arab world?
There's two basic perceptions, I think. At the one level, there is deep support for the insurgency that is targeting the foreign occupation troops, which is mainly the Americans, but also the British and the Polish and Australians and a couple of other small contingents. At the same time, there is almost equally vehement opposition to acts of violence and terror that are directed against, say, innocent Iraqi civilians or even the nascent Iraqi police force. The other day, something like 47 young Iraqi police cadets were massacred in an execution-style ambush. And there's really strong revulsion against that because nobody wants Iraq to drift into chaos and lawlessness, but everybody would like to see the foreign occupation end and sovereignty restored. The problem is that it's hard to tell, in most cases, who are these people who are involved in this insurgency and the acts of terror and the acts of legitimate resistance.
There is a distinction made between legitimate and not-so-legitimate targets.
Oh, there's a very strong distinction made. And what's interesting in the last probably 2 months or so, maybe a bit more, you've had much more clarity in the expressions of condemnation and disgust with the killing of innocent Iraqi civilians, the taking of foreign hostages, beheadings of people. That kind of activity has been very strongly condemned throughout the Arab world. And even the other day there was a Sunni cleric in Fallujah who spoke out in the media criticizing the kidnapping of the Iraqi British lady, Mrs. Hassan, who was running the CARE organization, this charitable society in Iraq. So even among the so-called, you know, radical militant religious groups, in Fallujah itself, people are speaking out, making a difference between innocent civilians who were captured, whether Iraqis or foreigners, and the legitimate resistance against the foreign military occupation.
Margaret Hussan, longtime director of CARE International charity in Iraq. She was British. She was also Iraqi. Her children were Iraqi. Was there a real outcry about this particular hostage taking?
Within the means of expression that are available in the Middle East, you have had strong condemnation of that particular kidnapping and some of the other acts of brutality. The trouble is for many people that if people are revolted with this kind of action and they speak out against it, they may be hesitant to do so because they might feel that they are being perceived as saying that all resistance against the occupation should stop. But now, as we've had 4 or 5 months of barbaric behavior, more and more people in this region are saying we cannot kill innocent Iraqis, and foreigners who are innocent have nothing to do with the war, but we must keep up the resistance against the foreign occupation troops. So that distinction is becoming very clear.
Some of the tactics of the insurgents are clearly at odds with the basic tenets of Islam. Is there talk of that?
Yes, that is something that people are saying very clearly, and this is not an Islamic, you know, insurgency. This is a bunch of militants and in some cases terrorists, in other cases legitimate resistance fighters, and I think it would be a mistake to fall into the trap that Osama bin Laden and Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and people like that want us to fall into, which is to talk about religion. This is not about religion. This is about resistance and occupation at one level, on the political level, and it's about terrorism and criminality and barbaric behavior at another level. And we must keep those two things separated very clearly.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rami Khoury is executive editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, Lebanon.